you never quite know what's going to happen. I don't either. I don't know what the panelists are going to say. I don't know what the listeners are going to say. I don't know what our special guest, or not my job guest, is going to say. And that kind of, you know, surprise really is what I think gives our show its particular appeal.
When the show is traveling, what elements do you try to bring from Chicago to the road? Like, what do you try to kind of keep going and show people what they're missing when you guys are traveling around the country?
It's a strange story. When the show began, we all came to Chicago from around the country. I was living in New York. Our executive producer, Mike Danforth, was in Minnesota. People came from various places. And, you know, so none of us are Chicago natives. So it's weird to think that we have sort of a Chicago idea, you know, or Chicago identity. We actually started doing the shows live on the road. For the first 7 years of the show, when we were in Chicago, we did it in a studio without a live audience. Then we started doing these special events for stations or cities where we'd go and do a show in front of a live audience in a theater. We called them road shows and live shows. And in fact, it was that experience of being out on the road with people, including some shows in Michigan, like Ann Arbor a couple times, Ypsilanti once, Detroit and the Ford Theater, where we actually figured out, wow, we should do this every week. So now we have a theater in Chicago. We're kind of bringing the spirit of the road and, you know, another opening, another show, if you will, to our weekly show. So we're grateful to the audiences out in America for sort of giving us a kick in the butt and telling us we should be doing that every week.
I know that you're going to be giving your first commencement address at
I am.
Warren Wilson
You have been
College.
Googling me.
I have been. I do my work.
I appreciate that. I am nervous about that because usually I am expected to be funny but want to be profound. This time I'm going to be expected to be profound and want to be funny, and I'm not quite sure how to handle that. You want it to be something they remember. And I am bitter about this because I went to Harvard, which has a lot of disadvantages. One of the advantages is you're supposed to get great commencement speakers, right? Like a few years before me, the graduating class had Kermit the Frog. Jim Henson's daughter, Lisa Henson, was graduating. And so I believe Jim Henson himself crouched behind the podium and Kermit the Frog, complete with cap and gown, delivered a commencement address. How cool is that? Who did we get? Class of 1987, Harvard University, Harvard College, Michael Dukakis. So what I do not want is I do not want the graduating class of 2014 at Warren Wilson College to spend the rest of their lives going, you know who I got? I got this quiz show guy. I mean, it was, I don't even, who was that guy? I want it to be a good time for them.
If the internet tells me correctly, you recently had a birthday.
I did.
You turned, may I say, is it 49?
It is. Isn't that amazing?
It's wonderful. And I wanted to know, do you have a before 50 list?
That is a good question. That number, far more, I have to say, than 30 and 40 were, is such a looming thing, you know? I mean, I mean, having been through turning 30 and turning 40, turning 30, there's a sense of relief. You know, it's like, maybe I can finally get serious. Now I'm going to be a grown-up. Turning 40... more of the same, still a sense of aging, but, you know, it's like, 50 is like, I'm an old man. And I apologize to all the people who are 50 and above who don't feel that way at all. But I don't know. I think that this is a benefit of living a chaotic and poorly planned life, which is that I've had so many ups and downs that I don't necessarily need to achieve anything else. Basically, what I'm wishing for myself at 50 is a little bit of calm at this point, which may be in and of itself a factor of age.
You are on the right track.
I think so.